winter season in Wisconsin is arriving. But what kind of winter? Well, whether it brings spring-like temperatures and rain or high winds and ice storms, Wisconsin is ready to measure every metric you can think of.
Things like air temperature and the relative humidity and the wind speed, solar radiation, soil moisture, soil temperature, and leaf wetness.
Chris Vigasky manages the Wisconsin Environmental Mesonet, called WiscoNet. A mesonet is a network of weather monitoring stations. Each station takes frequent automatic measurements used by the National Weather Service and other researchers.
That data really goes to help the Weather Service know if they need to issue warnings or know how their warnings are performing. As the network grows and continues on over the years, we'll be able to see how data has changed from year to year and over the long term.
Mesonets look similar in each state, and the networks share data with each other. But Wisconsin's mesonet takes measurements to another level, a level under the ground with
5 soil sensors that are buried in the ground to measure soil temperature and soil moisture at 5 depths, which is really helping us to better understand the drought conditions across Wisconsin right now.
That data is especially helpful to Wisconsin's farmers.
We know that specific crops will germinate at specific temperatures. They can also help you know, are you going to be causing compaction if you go out into the field with some equipment right now? And the amount of precipitation that plants are getting, the amount of precipitation for recharge for our lakes and aquifers.
Natasha Paris is a regional crops educator at UW-Madison Division of Extension. Her farm is the host for the Green Lake County WiscoNet station, just installed in September. So what does this apparatus look like?
It's about 10 feet tall. It has a couple things high up. Looks like a whirligig that goes around to measure the wind. And then there's a sensor that measures the strength of the solar radiation. And then there's 2 actually extra towers that are positioned slightly offset. They're just kind of little posts that are in the ground.
Milwaukee County received its first station over the summer at the South Milwaukee Wastewater Treatment Facility. Wisconsin has over 50 installed so far, with a goal of at least 1 in every county by the end of 2025. Chris Vigasky says ultimately every Wisconsinite will live within 20 miles of a WiscoNet station. WiscoNet data is also public, so anyone from a homeowner to a gardener to the hobbyist meteorologist has access to some of the most timely and accurate weather data.
Anyone can go to wisconet.wisc.edu if you want a map in terms of temperature, soil temperature, that kind of thing. Or you can click on individual stations and see real-time data and then also download data points.
The applications for WiscoNet are going beyond meteorology and agriculture, serving some less obvious purposes, such as
to understand when cicadas will emerge and to understand when turtles are going to come out of hibernation to eliminate fire risks for controlled burns.
Vigasky says WiscoNet is ready for the future. As climate change brings more drastic and rapid changes in weather, we'll be able to keep track of it all as each station takes its 22 measurements every 5 minutes. So if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes or ask WiscoNet. For WTMJ News, I'm Jessica Gatso.